During the pandemic, business organizations have had to work extra hard to keep networking opportunities going, and the Juneau Chamber of Commerce is no different. Joining us now to talk about some of the challenges and opportunities, Ben Brown, Events Committee Chairman for the Juneau Chamber. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you, Shelley. Great to be with you virtually.
Yes, likewise. Well, let's get some of the bad news out of the way first. I understand the Chamber has had to postpone its annual dinner. Would you tell us a little bit about what's going on with that and what are maybe some alternative plans?
Well, the annual dinner, as listeners will know, is one of the most fun events in the Juneau social calendar. It's a great opportunity to put on black tie or other fancy dress and get together at Centennial Hall and just have a lovely, elegant evening of dining, drinking, dancing, silent auctioning, schmoozing, and raising money to support the Chamber's mission to make Juneau a vibrant place economically and socially and societally. But, you know, we did a lot of planning for this year. We had two great sponsors, Core Alaska Kensington Mine and Hecla Greens Creek. The theme was All That Glitters, a celebration of mining in Juneau and Southeast. And we had been meeting for almost 2 months of really coming up with some really brilliant ideas to have a fun return to an in-person social event. Most importantly, we had very good, earnest, and meaningful and productive conversations with CBJ, with Deputy City Manager Robert Barr. Our mitigation plan was approved. I mean, we were looking at requiring things like proof of vaccination from all those in attendance, mask wearing when not actively eating or drinking, other measures, you know, hand sanitizer. It's things that are familiar to listeners as the pandemic has been going on as long as it has. We were not told we couldn't do it. We just decided that an excessive caution, given the Delta variant and the case numbers and the hospitalizations we're looking at, not so much in our community, but statewide, it wasn't the right thing to do. So we made the difficult decision on our own to postpone the event, I would have to say indefinitely. We are on the books for October of next year. We have a date in the spring, but I'm not going to say right now that I know that that's going to happen. So yes, we're not going to have an in-person annual dinner this year. I really want to thank all the members of the events committee, most of whom are community volunteers who are not on the Chamber board like I am. They are just so energetic and full of good ideas, and we were having so much fun planning. But hey, you just have to deal with life, and dealing with life in this context required us to make that difficult decision.
Well, I am very sorry to hear that, but looking forward to doing it some other time when it's a little bit more safer and perhaps a little bit more joyous.
Indeed. And you know, I'm certain it will happen. The question is when, not if, but just a matter of when. But in the meanwhile, as you alluded to in the introduction to this segment, we definitely are doing our best to have fun, generate resources to support the Chamber's work, and continue to allow people to network and to interact with one another, which is such an important part of what the Chamber helps happen in this community.
Yeah, and you were recently invited to moderate a panel for the Anchorage Chamber, which I imagine gave you a chance to see how that sister organization is coping with the pandemic. Would you tell us a little bit about what you learned from them?
Yeah, well, by way of background, you know, obviously both the Anchorage Chamber has Make It Monday forums, and they're either at the Denina Center in downtown Anchorage or at the Lakefront Hotel in Spinard out near the airport, Ted Stevens International. And we, of course, have our regular Thursday luncheons. For many years, they were either at the Moose Lodge or down at the Hangar Ballroom. More recently, we've been doing them at Elizabeth Karachevich Hall with catering by Smokehouse Catering from Clinton and Haida. Really great food, great staff. And we had just started to have them in person again, you know, as the summer looked like we were really getting the pandemic under wraps. But unfortunately, numbers were declining. So we reverted to virtual luncheons. And this week's luncheon is virtual. And actually, it's really going to be great. It's a couple of musicians who are going to be showcasing the Indigenous Music Festival that the Juneau Arts Humanities Council is putting on. So it was interesting because it was early summer when I was contacted by the Anchorage Chamber and asked, as the chairman of the Alaska State Council on the Arts, if I would moderate a panel on the future of the arts in Anchorage. And when we were looking at an early August date, there was no thought of it being virtual, but that had to be moved because a couple of my panelists weren't going to be in town. And I didn't want to have them zoom in because I thought, well, maybe we're not zooming things anymore. We pushed it to the 27th of September. And by early September, it looked like we might not be able to do it in person. But the chamber staff said, well, it's really up to you as the presenter. So I polled my six panelists who were leaders of six very wonderful arts organizations in Anchorage. Half of them wanted to be there in person, half wanted to do it virtually. And I'm pleased to say we had an audience of about 25 people in person, all of whom wore masks when they arrived and had masks on unless they were actively eating or drinking. And the other three were on a big jumbotron in the corner of the room at the Denina Center. And it worked quite well. And it was a good, robust conversation about what the pandemic has done to arts organizations in Alaska's largest city. They all serve statewide constituencies, like Perseverance Theater, where I work, does as well. And so I think that was a good example of seeing how hard it is to continue trying to do things in person when we have a Delta variant to contend with. But what I will say is, it's important that we try to do things in person. You know, you're there in the studio at KTOO. For a long time, everyone was doing everything from home. And, you know, two or three people at the most were in the building there.
Just the people who had live shows, yeah.
Exactly. And so I really want to applaud everyone for balance, for surfing a difficult wave. You want to get together in person. You want to have that human contact. But you want to do it in a manner that is not going to lead to any transmission of COVID-19, especially of the Delta variant. It's not easy. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. And you just have to be mindful and cognizant of the risks that you're taking. And of course, the most important thing is making sure that you're vaccinated and trying to encourage those that you know and love to get vaccinated. That's the single most important thing the science tells us is going to help us get this thing under control. That's why we were very pleased as a chamber to make that a provision of our mitigation plan for the dinner that we were going to have at the end of the month. And that's why we are still encouraging people to get vaccinated. We had an incentive program with gift cards that we purchased with a grant. And we were very helpful in getting a lot of people who were maybe on the fence to decide, you know what, I'm going to go get vaccinated. And so we also, and I do want to talk about the trick or treat yourself raffle before I run out of time, but we're currently taking the remaining gift cards that we didn't use for that incentivization program, bundling them together, and we're going to have a standalone sweepstakes, if you will, and we're going to give those to people who have been vaccinated. So we want to reward people who weren't on the fence and went out early on and got the jab and took care of themselves and the wider community by doing that. So we're just putting the finishing touches on what that program is going to look like. Our brilliant executive assistant, Maggie McMillan, was making sure that everything was going to be workable, feasible, good for the winners, and not too much work for the chamber staff. So I would say stay tuned for news about that program. And if you haven't heard about the 49th State SHOT program that's being administered by the Alaska Chamber of Commerce, that's also another opportunity for people who've taken the initiative to get vaccinated to enter into a chance to earn a very nice and sizable cash prize as a reward for what they've done for themselves and all of Alaska.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you for making that very important point. There was a clinic over the weekend. I know a few people who went and actually got their boosters. So, you know, I think that, yeah, if more of us do our part, we can achieve exactly what you're talking about. So thank you very much. Ben, is there anything else you want to highlight coming up for the Juneau Chamber of Commerce? Anything that should be on our radar as we sort of move into the fall?
Yes, Trick or Treat Yourself is a progressive raffle that we are going to be doing, and we're going to be doing it masked, live, personally for me, vaccinated, and I think everyone else I know who was going to be there is vaccinated, at the Red Dog Saloon on the 30th of this month at 6 p.m. That's the evening we would have been having the chamber dinner down at Centennial Hall. Instead, Eric Forst, who's one of my fellow chamber board members, in fact, he's the past president of the chamber board, said, yep, you can do the drawing there. So we're going to do that. We're going to live stream it. But the tickets are limited in number. There's only 250 of them. And we're going to draw all 250 of them because the 250th ticket wins a $10,000 cash prize.
Wow.
The 249th ticket wins two Alaska Airlines tickets. And Alaska Airlines has been a capital member, the highest level that we have at the chamber for many, many, many years. We're so grateful for their support of our chamber organization and for the business community in Southeast and for all of Alaska. I mean, Alaska Airlines is a really good corporate citizen. So if people are interested in participating in the Trick or Treat Yourself raffle, they can buy tickets from board members. And I would be happy to sell anyone one who knows where to track me down, although I've sold almost all 20 of mine, but I can get more, I'm sure of that. You can also just go to JuneauChamber.com and buy them online. Thanks to the legislature's action last year, somewhat early in the pandemic, the statutes that govern charitable gaming were amended to allow for online raffle ticket sales. And that's been so helpful to a host of organizations. Perseverance Theater and the Juneau Symphony, I can tell you both, but any organization that was conducting a raffle when the pandemic started would not have been able to do this if the legislature had not taken that action. So I want to thank the legislature and Governor Dunleavy for signing that into law. Hopefully that will be extended. There's a sunset in that statutory provision of the end of this fiscal year, which is the end of June next year. So I will be, along with other nonprofits, encouraging our friends in the legislature to make that change to the statutes permanent. Because I think, why not? You know, there's all the safekeeping that needs to be there, and it just makes it easier for organizations to raise funds for a worthy cause. So again, it's the Trick or Treat Yourself raffle. The drawing will be at 6 p.m., and it'll probably take a little while with 250 tickets to draw. I'm threatening to wear a costume because it is Halloween celebrated, and that'll be at the Red Dog Saloon in downtown Juneau on the last Saturday of this month.
Is it a must-be-present-to-win kind of deal?
Oh, absolutely not. Need not be present to win in any way, shape, or form. You don't even have to stream in. You could be on the other side of the world, and we will just zap you a note and tell you if you're the lucky winner. So by all means, don't let that be an impediment to buying a ticket and participating in this great way to support your local Juneau Chamber of Commerce in our time of need when we're not able to have our biggest event, which is our annual dinner.
Well, Ben Brown, I really appreciate that information. Thank you so much for bringing us up to date on the Juneau Chamber of Commerce, and I hope that we can check in with you again soon. So thank you so much for joining us today, Ben. I really appreciate it, and it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you as well, and I'll be happy to come back when we have more news to report in the not-too-distant future. So take care of yourself, stay safe and well, and keep up the good work.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.